This is On the Media. I'm Brooke Gladstone.
And I'm Bob Garfield. As we mentioned, this week, thousands of gadget makers and gadget lovers journey to the great city of Las Vegas for the annual Consumer Electronics Show. Each year, some products at the CES change consumer electronics history. Others don't. Take the 2001 flop, the iSmell, a product that, once connected to your computer, released a scent based on the website you were browsing. That one, as the New York Times reported this week, never made it past the prototype. So we wondered, what's this year's iSmell? Marguerite Reardon, a senior writer at CNET, is at the CES. She describes one likely contender.
I'm not so sold on the LG watch phone. I kind of think that watches went out, you know, like in 1995.
That's a watch that's also a phone, like a Dick Tracy wrist radio.
Exactly.
Max Smart talked into his shoe, but that was 1966 technology. Why do you think that a watch phone won't take off?
Well, I just think people have grown accustomed to not wearing watches, and we want our phones to do so much more now. You know, you can just pull out your cell phone, take a look at the time, but it also gets your email. It, you know, you can watch videos on it, gets your music. And I think the LG phone does have an MP3 player on it, but it's a tiny screen, and I just don't see it becoming hugely popular when the trend we're actually seeing is that people are really interested in smartphones like the iPhone or the BlackBerry.
The cost of this item?
It's not available yet. They're saying, you know, later this year. This phone literally just came off the plane from Korea.
Any other non-starters? Anything else DOA?
You know, I'm still not completely sold on 3D TV. Panasonic is showing off some technology there. And, you know, you got to wear the glasses, and I'm not sure how many people want to sit around their living rooms with special glasses to watch a 3D football game or something. But the experience is pretty cool, so who knows? I mean, that's something that potentially could take off.
All right, so if CES is the high holidays of the gizmo universe, what's the mood in this economically depressed 2009?
People are cautious. Steve Ballmer, Microsoft CEO, last night during his keynote, I mean, that was the first thing he brought up was the economy. And he was basically just trying to be the cheerleader, like, but it's not going to be that bad. There's still hope. There's still innovation. I think all the consumer electronics makers are just crossing their fingers that people still need to buy a new TV.
Okay, Maggie. Well, listen, thank you very much. Enjoy the rest of the show.
Well, thanks for having me.
Marguerite Reardon is a senior writer for CNET. She spoke to us from this year's Consumer Electronics Show.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.